Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to take a bite out of the competition? Are you looking for ideas to make your business better? Welcome to the Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.
Sponsored by Apple Capital Group.
At the core of every successful business, you'll find people making a difference. And with each episode of the Core Business Show, we talk with those people, examine those ideas, and explore the strategies that make them special. Now, the host of the Core Business Show, Tim Jacquet.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Thank you for joining us this morning. Today, I'm going to talk about continue the series of the ABCs of business structure. Doing a series this week, four episodes on really how to start your own business, and I call this particular series the ABCs to starting your own business. Today, we're going to talk about legal structure. So, just a disclaimer real quick, always consult with an accountant and your lawyer on what's the best structure you can have. And a place that won't cost you any money, go to the SCORE, SBA SCORE office in your local region or your local city, and you can get these lawyers and accountants for free. You don't have to pay anything to get it. So that's my first advice I'm going to have. And they'll tell you, it depends on your tax bracket or what type of business you're going to be in, they kind of will help guide you through that one simple process on what structure should fit you best. I'd like to caution you, if you go to a DBA, you're going to be assuming a lot of liability, and so things don't work out, they're coming after you. So I would say always protect yourself, in my opinion, by incorporating your business. So everything would be under the company's name. And if you had the personal guarantee things, then you personal guarantee it. Most likely you have the personal guarantee if you start off with certain things or certain accounts because the company doesn't have any history. So let's go ahead and dive into the show today. Let's talk about the business structures itself. There are, in theory, five business structures, which is the sole proprietorship, which is known as assumed name certificate or DBA. There's a general partnership. There's a limited partnership. There's an S-corp and there's a corporation. And lastly, there's a hybrid called the limited liability company. It is a hybrid of a partnership and a hybrid of a corporation. So I'm writing this down real quick. So there you have five, but you have really six, and I'm going to explain each one. Just real simple. A sole proprietorship is the simplest form of business which the sole owner, there's one owner, and his or her business are not legally a legal entity of its own. Does it mean a business owner, again, is the business itself, and they assume all the liabilities and debts of their business, okay? The way you can go get this DBA is go to your local county office. It usually is going to be done by the county. And also, sometimes they either require you to get a license. Sometimes we call it a business license. Sometimes we call it an assumed name certificate in certain counties. So check with your local county because then they have jurisdiction over the entire county for you to do business with and use that name. And nobody else can use that name as well. Okay? Number two is general partnership. Think of general partnership as a marriage. You're marrying this person. And kind of keep in mind, if you can continue to add partners, but each partner have their own personality, and you're going to be living with them day in and day out. So you make sure when you pick a partner, someone you can really, really work with. You can overcome any ills the other person have or annoyances that the other person have, like a marriage, and move forward for business. A general partnership, by definition, is a partnership in which there are no limited partners, and each partner has both managerial power and unlimited liability for the debts. That means you, just like a DBA or a sole proprietorship, you're going to assume the debts of that company. So you're not off the hook. Okay? And you can get this at the state level. Secretary of State, each state here in the United States have a Secretary of State. Let's go to that state office, or if you're in Canada, go to that province, the province of like Ontario or British Columbia or Quebec, Ottawa. That's the provinces. You can just check with there, and you also can go to your local district, and that kind of advise you on that as well. Okay, a limited partnership. So it's slightly a little different. It's still a partnership. A limited partnership by the definition says a limited partnership is a partnership that has both limited and general partners. The general partners manage the business and are individually liable for the debts of the partnership. Each limited partner's liability is limited to the amount of money that he or she has invested in the company. Okay, the money you put at stake in your company is what you have at risk, okay? And you get that also at the state level. And these forms are really simple in the United States. They make it really easy. You just fill out the form and just keep it really, really simple. The state made it real easy for pro se or you to do it yourself. You don't need a company to help you with that. Okay, number four, an S corporation is a corporation, and I'm going to talk about before I go to the S corporation, I'm going to talk about a corporation first. A corporation is an organization authorized by the state to act as a legal entity, distinct from its owners. A corporation has its own name and powers to achieve legal purposes, and therefore is a separate legal entity. Okay, so a corporation is its own being. No one person owns a corporation, but it depends if you own all the shares. Yes, you do own it, but also it's a legal entity to itself. It can make contracts. It can, by authority, can enter contracts. It can buy things. It is a legal entity on itself. It's an individual to itself. And it has shares. You can have from one share. You can have, typically, you want to have more than one share. So you have to refile with the state to open more shares. We're going to have billions of shares if you wish. And you can sell these shares to raise money. Okay, and it dissects who owns the company. Who owns 51% controls the company pretty much. Okay, the S-Corp is a tax classification that was made in the 80s with the IRS, which you can't have as many shareholders. But what it does, in a sense, is allow you to take your gains and your losses one time at the personal level. So the corporation, yes, at the end of the year, if it made $1,000 or lost $1,000, you can transpose that to your own tax return. So that's what it really means. You transfer it to your own tax return. And there is tax one time, not at the corporate level, which you will be taxed at the corporate level, but the S-Corp, it's one tax, which you'll pay at that personal level on your personal returns. So an S-Corporation is an eligible corporation that elects to be taxed under subchapter S of the IRS or the Internal Revenue Code. An S-Corporation is generally exempt from most federal taxes. Instead, the corporation shareholders pay tax on corporate income by reporting their pro rata share of pass-through items on their own individual income taxes. You have to, again, it is a regular corporation. All you're doing is deeming it as an S-Corp for IRS purposes. So you go to the IRS and you just fill out that form. It's real simple for that tax classification. Real simple. They can guide you with that. Okay, and the last one is a hybrid, which is called a LLC. You're starting to see this more often today. An LLC is a hybrid between a corporation and a general partnership. Corporations, when it gets a lot of shareholders, it's kind of harder to manage than a limited partnership. So it's allowing you to the flexibility. Only a few people can own it. And can give you the same authority and powers. An LLC provides protection for personal liability just as a corporation do. yet LLC receives a tax treatment of limited partners or a C corporation, whichever members of the LLC desire. You get that on the state level, okay? So let's recap. You got a sole proprietorship. You get that on your county level. This means one owner, one person. If it's a couple own it, it's still community property in some states, so it can deem by one. But I would advise you to incorporate yourself to protect yourself and your family assets. Okay? Number two, joint partnership. Think of it as a marriage, and I went over that real quick. Joint partnerships are there are not limited partners. Each partner has managerial and unlimited liability for their partnership debts. Then you have the limited partnership, which I explained earlier. You have your corporation, you have the S corporation, which is a tax classification, and your LLC, which I'm going to go in detail. Now, some states have state tax. All states pretty much have it. They want you to report your income, and you're going to pay taxes on your income. So kind of keep that in mind as well. And SCORE can help you kind of sort that out as well. Okay. Here's a spotlight regarding the limited liability corporation company. The LLC is now recognized a business structure in all 50 states, plus the District of Columbia. The LLC are gaining propriety with some business owners because of the combined the advantages of a corporation with the tax advantages of a managerial flexibility of a partnership. The main similarities between an LLC and a corporation are both are legal entities created by state filing. Two, both help protect your personal assets from your business liabilities. Three, both have few ownership restrictions. The main differences between an LLC and a corporation are corporations issue stock and are owned via stock. LLC do not issue stock. Like partnerships, LLCs are simply owned by the members and or the managers of the company. Corporations, okay, give them a footnote, are required to hold an annual meeting and keep written minutes. LLCs do not have this requirement, resulting in less official paperwork. Okay, here's another footnote. Corporations are taxable entities, and except for subchapter S corporation, they must pay taxes on the profits at a corporate tax rate. LLCs, like sole proprietorships, partnership in S corporations, are pass-through tax entities. This means that the profit or loss generated by the business is reflected on the personal income tax of the owners, thus avoiding the double taxation of paying first corporate tax on profits and then personal income taxes on distribution of profits. Okay, let me continue. Because of the flexibility and the relative simplicity, the LLC is well-suited for both startup businesses and mature businesses. LLCs has been gaining speed in recent years. In fact, LLCs formation now outnumber new corporations in several states. LLCs have several ease of use advantages. LLCs provide greater flexibility than do corporations. For instance, corporations are required to have a formal structure with directors and corporate officers. LLCs are simple, run by the members and the managers. Okay, here's another footnote. LLCs provides greater flexibility with regard to income distribution than corporations. When corporations pay dividends, their profits must be distributed evenly on a dollar per share basis. LLCs may distribute the way it desires. Lastly, if a small business is interested in the pass-through taxation, the LLC have the advantages over S corporations with regard to ownership flexibility. All shareholders of S corporation must be citizens and permanent residents of the United States, and they may be no more than 100 shareholders. Footnote. Okay, 100 shareholders in total. LLCs do not have restrictions
again, allowing greater flexibility. And let me close it out. When would the LLC make sense to take advantage? Should you look at LLC? Should you look at the corporation with stock and so forth? Now, if you're looking to become bigger and grow your business, you're going to have to be a corporation to sell shares. When an investor, you can get by with 100 shares, meaning 100% ownership, or to divide that out, but it's going to be a lot easier when you go to a corporation in order to grow. So it depends on what type of business you're in and how you want to grow. Okay? So in saying that, let's kind of move on for some other stuff real quick. And we'll talk about legal structures. We're going to take a break real quick. We have 13 minutes to go in the show. Let's take a break for our sponsor, and we will be back in a moment. You're listening to The Core Business Show. Name of the show is ABC's to Starting Your Own Business.
You're listening to The Core Business Show, sponsored by Apple Capital Group. Apple Capital Group in Jacksonville, Florida is a commercial lender that specializes in asset-based loans, equipment leasing and financing, invoice financing, commercial real estate loans, and asset-based financing in the U.S. and Canada. Apple Capital Group is a direct lender that lends on their private equity investment portfolio. 90% of most loans are decided within 2 hours, and vendor funding within 24 hours after documents are completed with a one-page application. No slow no's, just a quick decision and a fast yes. To get more information about lending from Apple Capital Group, call 866-611-7457. That's 866-611-7457 to speak with one of our loan specialists. Or visit us right now at applecapitalgroup.com. Welcome back to The Core. Once again, here's Tim Chapin.
Okay, let's go ahead and continue and talk about a couple other things real quick that I think is of importance, which is the how you're going to structure your business. So now we talked about the legal structure. Let's talk about the organization itself, and then we'll close out the program. One thing you would kind of want to remember in organizing your legal structure is, again, you can go to SCORE, and they will help you with this. But think of yourself as the body, and your company is the body, and it has to have cash, it has to have, you have a heart, you have a lung, you have a voice, you have a brain, and so forth and so on. But a corporation is a living entity itself. It breathes. It has a heart. It has hands. It has feet. So it is a legal entity to itself, but however, it can't do anything because it, unless the brains of the outfit, which is the CEO or the main owner, it can't do anything whatsoever. It's just going to be there, sitting there. So you can put it to life, or you can put it to death. And again, you don't want to put your company to death. I had a question here regarding nonprofits, and we're going to have a nonprofit series on its own because some of the things are a little different. And I think if I mix the two together, it's going to be a little confusing for you. So this is for profit companies. Okay, let's talk about the organization legal structure. The entrepreneur has a flat structure. You have leadership, you have a vision, you have finances, you have sales and marketing and production, and you are in the center of that. You're the brains of the outfit. And kind of think of all these things has to move in a flowing way that they're all connecting to you. You're the center of those things. You're the center of leadership. You're giving the vision. You're giving the orders for production. You're giving the orders for sales and marketing. And you're taking care of the financing, the finances. Okay, in this structure, you have a board of directors, okay, which is representation of the shareholders. And then you have you as the president or CEO. Now, you can be CEO or whatever you want to call it, but you have to have a president. You're going to have a vice president. You're going to have a secretary and have a treasurer because each have a certain role to play in the business. Okay? President, of course, is the president of the company. who's the chief leadership, and you have second in command, which is a vice president. Sometimes vice presidents are focus on one particular area. Either it's going to be sales and marketing, and your treasurer is going to be worried about the financial aspect of the company. That's all they focus on pretty much. A secretary is going to worry about the general office management and operations of the company. The vice president and the vice president usually focus on one thing. One person takes marketing, one person takes sales. And they meet every day and they talk about these things, but you have to have a driver when it comes for sales. You're going to have a driver to do marketing. To do both at the same time is really, really time-consuming. So that's why usually the vice president would take either sales or marketing or sales and marketing, and then the president, if they are running well, would just oversee all the operations. Or they would divide the work out. One would do marketing, one would do sales. If you a two-man operation or four people, you can have your office manager handle the regular day-to-day office things for your business, and you have your treasurer to handle treasury-type things, deposits, handling invoices and so forth, making sure they get paid, make sure the suppliers get paid and so forth. However, you know, if you have a president, he can focus on marketing. He can be the voice of the company and promotions, and the vice presidents can hammer out sales. That's my suggestion if you have that type of opportunity. If you're all in one, you can do it yourself. However, focus on driving sales, focus on management, and have someone to help you with the bookkeeping. You can get QuickBooks or things like that, and really the score can help you and try to set up your structure, your accounting, and once you have it set up, it's really easy to do. You put your accounts in there, and I'll show you how to do that. You put your items, your products in there. You can learn how to put your discounts in there, how to offer sales and things like that. And once it's set up, it's seamless. You print an invoice, you ship the products, you do your purchase orders or whatever, how you have your system, but an accountant will set you up for them. Set you up on this and be a lot easier to manage. So from there, you just focus on selling. And at the end of the week, or you can do it daily, most things are done electronically now. Even if you have your bank account statements, you can press a button within QuickBooks and it will reconcile things for you and let you know, hey, what has not posted to the account yet. And it'll just keep it in flow. If you're a retailer, same thing. You just use your retail books version, and you can scan things. And once it's set up, you might spend 2 or 3 days in setting things up all day. Once it's set up, it's pretty much good to go. So anyway, that's kind of the basic structure, and that's what we're going to talk about again today. Regarding those six structures you can set up, and I'm going to recap real quick so we can keep this really simple. Your structures are sole proprietorships. You can get that at a county law office, and sometimes they call it a DBA, assuming name certificate or business license. You have your general partnerships, you have your limited partnerships, you have your S-corps, you have your corporations, you have your limited liability company, okay? And I went in detail on the spotlights of the limit liability company for you. I'm going to put all this stuff on our website slowly, blog.applecapitalgroup, so you can see that. And I'll do that probably in the next 10 minutes before I have the next show within the next 30 minutes. And you can see this in writing. And if you have any questions, you know, just feel free to kind of reach out to me. Again, thank you for listening to the Core Business Show. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. You can download this episode on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio. And now we have a lot of other venues you can download this episode from: Stitcher, Podfee, Podpickle, and so forth. So kind of take advantage of those things and kind of write comments within iTunes if you're online, or give us a Google Plus. Kind of share these episodes so we know that these episodes are meeting your needs. We get a lot of downloads. Quadruple as of today, on the 22nd, based at midnight, of the prior month.
So we're out of real simple from last month. All the listens that people have listened, all the live events we've done, people called in and so forth, this month has been the highest ever in the history of this episode, this program, which is only about 5 months old. We probably on track to try at the end of the year, if we keep going like this, by the end of the summer, we're probably at 100,000 listens. So thank you for supporting the program, listening to it, and continue to support it. And again, I'm Tim Duquette, your host, The Core Business Show, and thank you for listening to the program. And everybody have a great day. We have a lot of shows coming up today. We're doing 5 shows a day on average, 4 to 5 shows on average, and we have several today for you to take a listen to. So everybody, take care, have a great day, and God bless. Tim with The Core Business Show.
Thank you for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet. For a free quote on equipment leasing and financing, visit our website, applecapitalgroup.com. That's applecapitalgroup.com. And fill out the information to receive your free quote. We hope you'll join us for our next episode. And remember, you can always get to The Core via iTunes. You'll find all our previous episodes there. Thanks again for listening to The Core Business Show with Tim Jacquet.